Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
The other night, I had to go to Coles to pick something up, and I was tasked with grabbing a dessert on the way home. And as I went into Coles in Bega, there was a lady, one of the staff there, and she was marking down some of the items from the bakery. And I saw her put a quick sale sticker on a chocolate mud cake.
Oh, my God. That's,
I went over.
The dream.
So how much is a mud cake normally?
Oh, it's about $5, $6.
Yep. $1.
A $1 mud cake.
I'll have that. Thank you very much. You couldn't make a cake for a dollar. The expiry date was, you know, the next day. So, you know, that's why it was marked down.
Yeah.
And when you have those moments, you just go, yes, I'm in front in life just a tiny bit. I've saved $4, but you feel like you've uncovered a great treasure. You're like, oh, quick, it was the only one there as well. So I grabbed that sucker and made my way to the checkouts immediately.
Yeah, I've had something similar to this when I was a first poor radio job when I was in Broome. It was a ribeye steak, which if you buy a 400-gram ribeye steak at a restaurant, you're paying about $40.
Mm.
It's very expensive. Never seen it since, but was at the local Coles, same thing. Wandering around, all of a sudden, quick sale sticker on it. It was $6.
Brilliant.
For a 600-gram ribeye.
Oh.
600-gram.
Winning. And the thing is, when I got home, I handed it over to my partner. She's looked down. She's like, well, haven't you done well for yourself?
Yeah.
Look at this. Yay. Nice. Way to go for us. However, it was a whole different story. A couple of weeks back, we had a couple of friends around for dinner. And again, I was tasked with going to get something for dessert.
Yeah,
I had to go buy a couple of drinks and stuff for dessert. And when I was in Coles once again, there was some profiteroles there on quick sale. I went, well, you know, we're going to eat them tonight.
Perfect.
They're not going to go to waste. I'll grab these. Went to the counter, bought them at a discount price, got home. And then once dinner was finished, we're like, oh, we've got some dessert. Partner pulls that out of the fridge, sees the quick sale sticker, looks at me.
The death look, eh?
As if to say, what have you done? Because apparently that's not great etiquette to present a quick sale item to guests. Yeah, I wondered that as well. Because I guess that makes you look cheap. It's like, I didn't want to shell out to buy you an expensive dessert. I bought you $1 profiteroles. But I'm like, well, I mean, I could have peeled the sticker off the box, but sometimes if you don't get to the quick sale stickers quick enough, it leaves like a sticky residue behind or the sticker rips in half.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty hard to... Is this bad manners to present quick sale items to guests?
No.
It's the same food. It's just you got to eat it now before it expires. That's
I'm the opposite. I'm constantly telling people how cheap I've gotten things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's a mark of pride for you.
Yep.
You're like, look at that.
Yep. A badge of honour. And then it establishes early in the relationship, early in the piece, that you're no fool. They're not going to fleece you for expensive meals and things. It's all about, you know, an economical... savings meal.
I felt terrible. I'm like, oh God, I felt shame for handing over my quick sale profiteroles for our guests. So I was like, oh, okay, I won't do this again. The solution is don't buy things for guests on quick sale. But my solution is I've just had a whole bunch of baked fresh stickers made up that I'm just going to put over the top of the quick sale stickers in the future.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Getting invited to a wedding, it's a very special occasion. It's great. You get free food and you get free alcohol. I suppose you're there to celebrate.
Okay, I was going to say, you're there to celebrate two people being joined in holy matrimony, but sure, whatever.
That's there as well.
Typical Hutsy, in it for the free fees.
Yeah, this day and age, there's not really much of a buy someone a wedding present anymore. It's more of a wishing well is usually the way it's been headed the last 10 years.
Well, I find depends on how long the couple's been together. If they're sort of a new couple and it was a whirlwind romance, then there's usually a register. But if you've got people like you and Rachel, how long you been together now?
Oh, it's timeless.
No idea,
timeless.
Do you? No idea.
More than 5 years, yeah, timeless.
So you pretty much got everything you need. So you would have a wishing well when you eventually get married.
Yeah, I've been to a few weddings where in certain cultures, once I went to a Turkish wedding and, well, there's lots of money being thrown around. Like someone walks up to the bride's dress and they pin money on the bride's dress and things. And by the end of it, the bride's walking around with some gold bars hanging off the dress.
And let me guess, you were trying to pin a Coles Meyer voucher onto it.
2-for-1 movie ticket at the picture show, man.
Hide it in the folds of the dress because that's all you could afford.
But yeah, it's customary to then match what that family gave. It's just their sort of culture, the way they do things. But something which isn't in any culture is heading to a wedding where there's a wishing well and taking from the wishing well.
Yeah, no, you don't. You give to the world. You don't take.
You don't take. Well, unfortunately, maybe this guy didn't get that memo in Melbourne. There's been a serial wedding crasher who's been doing exactly that.
Poking his head out and suited up as a guest, Melbourne's accused wedding crasher. Though this is no Hollywood movie. He didn't charm these Brunswick nuptials. Instead, it's alleged he raided the Wishing Well lockbox, swiping thousands of dollars, even writing in the guest book.
He's got to look at
that. What, he just write suckers?
Yeah, suckers, dot, 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 see you later, ball of smoke. Even at every wedding he'd go to, this guy, who remains unnamed, would say that, you know, oh, this is the best wedding I've been to. He just keeps using that line at every wedding to try and, you know, fit in. And
I mean, if he's filling out the guest book, how bold was he? Did he get up and give a speech at any point? Or like,
maybe. You know? I don't know. Like, I've stuck into little things here and there. Nothing like a wedding. That's just, that's a little
no,
bit of a...
No, draw the line
that's,
there.
That's a low blow.
They're not cheap weddings, so yeah. It's like, yeah, and don't like go if you're not invited.
And like I mentioned, a few of the weddings he tried to sneak into. One particular wedding was a Macedonian wedding.
Oh, okay.
This guy is a guy in his probably mid-20s and pale white with no European or no sort of background whatsoever.
So he was telling everyone, oh, I know the groom from work.
Maybe.
I'm a workmate.
He got found out at this wedding.
Heavy Macedonian wedding. Definitely didn't blend in. My dad then did put him in a bit of a headlock to make sure he didn't try and escape before I could have a chat with the venue manager to get him to put him into a room.
The interrogation room. Yeah. Don't know if anyone's actually seen him since. But yeah,
they used the guard from the bride as a handcuff. Like, yeah. Tie him up with that.
That was Jasmine. So that was her sister's wedding. He got found out there. And then eventually the word started getting out because I've been doing this quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And everyone started to start their own little basic you know, like wedding crasher watch sort of thing, sharing videos and all sorts of things to say, watch out for this guy.
Yeah, okay.
Turns out, though, he's been going to quite a few weddings over the last few months.
Police arresting, then charging him over thefts at 8 venues. Jeez. In 2 months. Brunswick, Brunswick East, Fitzroy, Ripponlea and Hawthorne. The total loot, cash, jewellery and gift cards worth $16,000.
Oh, that's outrageous.
That's a huge amount.
The only people who should be ripping off a bride and groom are wedding planners.
That's exactly right.
Not this guy.
He should have known better, though. You know, he should have known he's going to get caught eventually because the amount of weddings he's been to... You know what I mean? He knows how the process works because first...
Did he even try to disguise or he just threw the same suit on and just went to the next wedding?
Same suit, next wedding, same thing signed in the book as well. But he should have known better, let's be honest. You know, he's been to that many weddings. He should have had all this experience under his belt. Even wedding crashes had rules because everyone knows first is the engagement ring, then the wedding ring, and well, as he's about to find out, the suffering comes next.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
While you might be struggling to make ends meet at the moment, worried about... the rising cost of electricity, that's set to go up today. There's some people in Australia that have more money than they know what to do with. And so they are splurging out on certain things. And there was an auction held in Victoria a couple of days back in which the bidding was furious.
These tiny pieces of metal are worth double Melbourne's median house price, fetching $2.27 million in an online bidding war.
Yeah, they're not some sort of collectible coin with, you know,
coin.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those Queen's Jubilee type coins, no. We're talking about license plate. The one license plates, and the one that sold for this amount was Vic 14.
We sold the plate for $75,000, and today it's fetched over $2.2 million. So, you know, the growth has been phenomenal.
That's Mike Sinclair from Car Sales, yeah. Vic 14, that's what it says on the plate, VIC 14. Sold for $2,270,500.
Wow. Was it a black and white one? Was it the standard? So your black and white one, was it?
Black
just
background,
standard?
White writing.
Oh, okay.
And it sold for that amount. They reckon, the people that are selling these plates, that the value of them is better than stocks and property. Like in terms of the increased value, still not as high as Lego.
No, Lego's money in the bank, baby.
Oh, hello. Yeah. But yeah, these plates—it's insane. It's a piece of tin with letters and numbers on it. Like, why would you pay this much for it?
Yeah, and if the old movie's anything to go off, they're usually made in a prison.
Well, yeah. I don't know how they do that in Australia. I don't know if that's
hammered
just America
down
or
by convicts. Okay,
Australia,
sure.
But yeah, Vic 14 sold for more than $2.2 million. Vic 1 and Vic 8. Are both estimated to be worth around $10 million.
For a number plate. Something that what car would you even buy that would... You'd have to buy, like, what, a Lamborghini
or
something?
You'd have to be driving like a Rolls Royce Phantom or something to put that on your car.
Bentley, just to make it worthwhile.
That's exactly it. Yeah, it's crazy. And obviously some people are buying this as an investment for themselves, but, you know, other people are doing it for their families.
Many families choose to hang on to the rare plates, passing them on from generation to generation. That means they may end up on a modest car worth a fraction of the value.
Yeah. So you could end up with a $2.2 million plate on a VN Commodore or something, you know.
Here I was thinking you'd hit the jackpot if someone leaves you like a bar of gold.
No.
No.
The only plates I'm going to get left by from my mum are her Franklin Mint plates that she bought because she used to clip out the coupon from like the Women's Day. And it's like she's got ones with fairies on them and dolphins leaping out of the water. They're the only plates that my mum thinks are worth anything. I wish she got the Vic 14 plate. That'd be great. So, yeah, I'm like, these plates were so much passing down through generations.
Mm.
But the state of things at the moment, you know, with fuel prices the way they are and a lack of affordable cars, you'll probably have to just wear the plate around your neck when you get on the bus. So you'll be able to do it.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.